1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station welcomes you now to the Garden Party. Brought to you by DeBrine Seed on Washington Avenue in downtown Zeeland. Over the phone today, because of the inclement weather, the Master Gardener Jan Musen. We'll talk about a few items in the dead of winter about what we will see in the spring. And, Janie, I'm sorry, but I got to be pessimistic. It's going to be snowy and cold, and it's going to be perpetual winter. I don't see an end to this. I'm sorry.
No. We will see the sun again, and it will be a beautiful summer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I got to be pessimistic. I mean, I'm 6 weeks into winter, and I'm already Mr. Grouchy on this.
You think you're Mr. Grouchy? Have one good leg and be walking on crutches in this weather.
I'll agree with you on that. You have more standing, I hate to say it, more standing to sue. Or more standing to be Jan, okay. Or trying to be. Okay, the one thing that we have to face right now is removing snow. It's
right.
Tough enough when we got a shovel. That's why some of us live in condos. Let somebody else do it. We pay them, let them do it. Other times we see snow on our trees and we want to be nice to the trees. Somehow, that's not necessarily true.
No, it really isn't. You know, we see all this, and actually some of the snow can kind of bend some of our little trees, and we get all upset, and we try to go out there and shake it off. And actually what we do is we end up causing more problems. So unless the tree is, you know, going to topple over on some sort of power line or on the house, it's probably best just to leave it alone as it is, and just enjoy the beautiful snow that is just covering it right now.
Okay. Some of you can enjoy the beautiful snow. Others of us, why are we in the northern climes? Okay. Another thing to watch out for is trying to get rid of ice buildup and icicles. Again, you got to watch it, don't you?
You have to be really careful. Every year someone's killed because they're out there trying to hit those icicles down, and they can actually stab you and kill you.
Ow!
Don't be doing that, folks. That's not a good idea. If you want to get rid of those ice dams, which we're probably going to get when we finally get sun again and it starts to melt that night it freezes again, those little hockey pucks that you throw up on the roof, you just toss them up there, they will melt all of that ice for you. You don't have to go out there and manually do that. Don't go out there, climb up a ladder right now, and try shovel snow off your roof either. I know, you know, people you get a little nervous when you have that pile of snow up there. A roof rake lets you stand on the ground and just pull it down off the roof. Much easier, much safer to do it that way. Ladders, wind, and snow, do not mix, folks. Be safe out there. Don't be hitting icicles down. There's things you can use out there that's much safer.
And of course, used a Don Rickles line, don't try to toss your neighbor up there saying, hey, he's a hockey puck.
No. Those little hockey pucks, I've used them. I get, you know, my north side of my house, I get ice build up there every year. I do have a roof rake that I can get the snow off, and I throw those little hockey pucks up there and keep that ice from freezing and causing a mess up there. It does work. You have to be patient. It's not going to work instantaneously, but it will work.
Now, Jan Musen, it's cold out there. It's cold for the little birdies, and they need food.
That's right. Keep your feeders full this time of year. I am looking at my feeder right now. One of my feeders has 8 birds on it right now. It is just constant right now. They're looking for a really quick snack, something to give them light, high energy. Ken put our cardinal bird feed, that's one in our gourmet line. The cardinal bird feed is normally $12.98. He put it on sale this week for $10.49. It's a great value for that. It's got a lot of high fiber, high fat, and high protein feed in there, and the birds will love it. They'll eat it, and they will be very, very happy if you put it out. But, you know, Remember also, if you've got stray dogs or cats in your area too, get some food out there and water and maybe a little bit of a shelter for them too out there. It's cold out there, folks.
Yeah, and these animals and these birds, you got to do that, and they'll be able to find the spot. You don't have to have a little flashing neon sign saying eat.
You don't. They really will find it. So, yeah. You know, and honestly, my feeders are empty at the end of every night, and I had my nephew come and shovel them out last night and refill them all up again. But it's just nice. I know my birds are at least going to not die during the winter from trying to stay warm.
Now, we had Holland City Manager Ryan Cotton on with Juke and the Juke Van Oss, his weekly first Tuesday of the month, first Thursday of the month visit on WHTC's Talk of the Town program, and a couple people are asking about what the city is doing about disposing of Christmas trees, the live Christmas trees, and there are those who don't live within the city limits, and they got a live Christmas tree they got to get rid of, and you know, you can't burn it, you know, in many areas, but there are more productive uses to the Christmas tree after it has served its purpose for the Yule season.
Actually, it is. Right now, if you've got a live Christmas tree, take it outside, put it in your backyard. The birds and the bunnies and everybody will just love that as a little bit of a shelter for them. They get out of the wind. They will love it. They will be in there like crazy this winter. So actually, you know, just put it outside just as it is. I used to just haul mine out when I had a live tree, put it on my deck for 3 months, and my birds loved it. And then after that, I would cut it up in little pieces and put it in my compost pile. But it worked extremely well. The birds like it. You might as well get some extra use out of that tree. And, you know, it came from nature. Might as well give the birds some use right now, too.
1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station. It's the Garden Party with Master Gardener Jan Musen of DeBrine Seed on Washington Avenue in Zeeland. For you optimists out there that know that there will be sun and warmth eventually, you could start planning and working on your garden now, even though you can't go outside and you shouldn't go outside to worry about it. Do the work indoors.
Do the work indoors. While it's still fresh in your mind, you know, those beans I planted last year did really well. I want to do those again, but, you know, the zucchini didn't do well, so I'm going to try something else. Plan your garden out, what you want to buy. My jade green beans and my sugar daddy peas did extraordinarily well last year, so I'm going to plant those two again this year. Those are both very popular. There is a possibility they might be sold out later on. So make sure if you got one of those popular varieties like that, that you get it. Sweet corn is another thing. There are some varieties like the Kaching and the extra tender ones that are so good, they always sell out.
And
so if you want one of those, get them early.
And finally, let's back up for a little bit. We were talking about the birds and the animals, helping them out a little bit. There's a special this month for the canine lovers around here.
Yeah, Neutro Dog Food came out with this special for the month of January. If you buy a 15-pound bag of the Neutro Natural Choice Dog Food, there's a mail-in rebate. You get the entire value back. So it's basically a try it for free. So we've got plenty of dog food there. I printed up a gazillion coupons, so we don't have to worry. We'll help you fill them out, and all you gotta do is put it in the mail and get the entire price back. So if you've always wanted to try a really quality dog food just to see how your dog would like it, on sale this month only, though. Just the month of January. And we also have a frequent buyer on the Neutro. If you buy 10 bags of it, you get the 11th bag free. And we do all the paperwork on that. You don't have to worry about, oh, I lost my card or whatever. Don't have to worry about that at all. We take care of that.
Now, if anybody has any questions about gardening or the hockey pucks on the roof or any or the roof rakes or anything like that, they can get a hold of DeBrine Seeds or stop by. It's DeBrine Seed over on Washington Avenue in downtown Zeeland. Jan Musen, hopefully all will be well with you next week, and hopefully the weather will be a little bit more accommodating for you being joining Brent here.
Yep, we'll see you in the studio.
All right, thank you very much. That is Jan Musen, the Master Gardener, with the Garden Party, brought to you by DeBrine Seed on Washington Avenue in downtown Zeeland, here on 1450 WHTC.